Hey, is this a good time for you?
Sure. I'll make time.
Okay.
So, I'm just going to start off with a couple of questions here. I was just doing a little bit of research and just looking at stuff, but again, I don't know a whole lot about a lot of stuff.
Sure.
But obviously, Splash does have different types of members.
Uh-huh.
And I think when we initially were solicited and came on board, you were one of 40 members or something like that.
We are one of 40 premier partners.
Okay. So there's, right, and I noticed that there was a 1, 2, and the third level was a premier partner. So there's only 40 of those?
No. We are a premier partner to Google. Our partnership with Google allows us special packages for you guys. So the premier package is the package that you currently have with us, and you're the only one in your radius for up to 60 miles that has that package.
Okay.
So we're not representing any other roofing companies offering what you're offering for a 60-mile radius with any package whatsoever.
Gotcha. Okay. And then the reason there was another guy that solicited us down from, actually, he mentioned who I was with, and I said, listen, you know, I've got to give this a chance. I'm going to see what it's worth and how it works out, but mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of their name. I have it written down in my notes.
Mm-hmm.
Logical Position, that wasn't it. Logical Position, that was the one from earlier this year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, 75, oh, this is, hang with me here, I'm sorry to mm-hmm. bore you.
No, it's fine.
So I'm just trying to think of the name, or see the Triumph Company Marketing, does that sound familiar to you?
It does not, but.
It does, okay.
I've heard of them, but they have no reason to know about what we're doing or not doing, and why they would solicit you when they know you're with a partner is not cool at all. You know,
well, it's called poaching.
called poaching. Yeah,
sure.
That's not cool. Like, we're not supposed to do that to each other. You know?
No. Yeah. Yeah. But you know, things are getting kind of tight.
Right.
And no, I'm not jumping. Anywhere I can pick up a tidbit of information. But he was mentioning that there are 75 different directory and search engines. Like mm-hmm. Yahoo, BBB, mm-hmm. Chamber of Commerce, Maps, mm-hmm. Bing, and all kinds of stuff. And then I was writing down, and he said that we represent and that we would put you on all those directories, 75 directories.
Sure.
And that they do four posts per week.
Sure.
How many posts do you guys do per week?
Well, when you do multiple, there's a few things with that. So there's a reason that they're not a premier partner to Google, because we follow Google's exact guidelines. So one of the things is we used to do the 60 plus premium directories, and we used to program you in for all of them. And they were crazy places, Mark, called Hot Frog and Brown Book and Kudzu, you've never heard of, right?
Yep.
And then you're like, what the heck? Who goes to Kudzu? And that's exactly why we don't list you there anymore, is because Google actually deemed it inappropriate, since you guys were receiving more spam and actual scam calls coming from those directory listings. That if you want a manual directory listing, like say you want Brown Book for some reason, maybe it fits into your profile, then we do that manually and separately as opposed to just a mass directory listing. Now, when they're talking about doing posts, four posts weekly, the thing is that they're posting the same content over and over and over again. They're not doing four separate posts that are individualized to your business. They have a specific post that is, it's tailored like to the roofing or to the siding or to specific things within your wheelhouse, but it's not actually. Yeah, and they'll change the name out or whatever, but it's not like super tailored different posts every single time. So basically they're trying to get you with what we call the fluff, you know? Like Google has deemed these certain type of practices, and that's why we tailored it and we changed it. We used to submit to, it started with 75 plus, and that's basically what that is a Yext submission, which you can look up a yext, Y-E-X-T. You can look it up for yourself online, and you can see what a yext submission does. It lists you to all those directories, but 9 out of 10 times what happens is you're going to wind up getting a boatload of scam calls and spammers, people just calling, trying to solicit you, get your business, take your money for one reason or another.
I'm just trying to learn my way around.
Sure.
So that's why I don't take any offense to it.
I just want you to know what it actually is. Because they make it sound like, woohoo, yeah, we're going to submit you 60 directories. Okay, but what does that actually do? When's the last time or any time you've ever heard somebody, hey, man, I went over to Hot Frog and I found me a roofer?
No, I went ahead and I did the most. I looked at some of them, and there really is some crazy stuff out there.
Yeah.
But I did mention a couple of things that I thought was kind of relevant as far as our website and getting hit. Four of them seem to stand out: the accuracy, content, relevancy, and prevalence. Prevalence, maybe.
Uh-huh.
But you're obviously an expert at this, and you've been doing this for a while, haven't you?
I have. I've been doing this for this will be my 8th year in September that I've been with the company.
Oh, okay, great. Well, they definitely knew who you were, and that definitely.
Yeah, the company's been around for almost 20 years. We've been doing this for 19 years. So when they come for us, they come for us hard because we're hard to beat. You know.
Well, yes. Once you're established, you know that's what you become, is the kicking post. So that's
But your website, as far as your website goes, the website, we didn't build the site, and we don't do any updates on the site itself. So the relevancy and things like that within the site itself, the SEO within the site itself, that's a completely different ball of wax. As far as getting it the proper type of exposure, absolutely. That's absolutely our job, and that's why we do the site link extensions, and we include it in all the different places. But as far as, like, the website and bettering the website itself as a whole, we don't have any say-so over that because you came in with your own site.
Sure. Nope. And I got that, and I know what I need to do to improve with that. But the Google guarantee, that was the one that kind of, that was a sounded pretty attractive. I don't know what that all means.
Google Guarantee is an amazing product. It's actually my very favorite Google product, and the reason why is because Google guarantees your work for up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. And the other super cool thing about it is that you are only charged for the qualified leads. And Google has multiple fail-safes in place to ensure what a qualified lead actually is.
So tell me what a qualified lead would be.
Sure. So starting from the top, I'll refresh you on what we spoke about the other day. The upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get yourself and the company completely background checked and Google Guarantee approved. Now,
did you say that $150 or $250?
$250.
Okay. All
and
right.
That's a one-time cost. Now, if you're the only face-to-face employee, person who's going out and bidding jobs on behalf of the job mart, on behalf of the company, fantastic. If there's anybody else who's going out and bidding the job and working the job individually without you showing up, then they need to be on the application. So if you have, five or six guys who are doing that, then they would all go on the application, but it's just a one-time $250 application fee for the entire company. It's not per individual, okay?
So my chief roofing contractors, you would also want their name on there too? I do make a press, and I do participate in each and every job that comes
then
along.
No.
Absolutely
not. Yeah, absolutely not. If you're participating in each job and you're there and those people have your phone number to contact and connect with you directly, then no, there's no need for us to involve anybody else, just you. But guys.
So those people being the customer.
Correct.
Okay. Great. All right.
Yeah. Well, those people being your contractors, whoever it is that you're working with, if you're subbing the job out or whatever you're doing, those people being those people.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah. So with this, So the upfront cost is the one-time $250 application fee. Once your Google Guarantee approved, your leads are $38.67. That doesn't go up or change. It doesn't fluctuate unless you choose to invoke max lead bidding, which isn't necessary in your area at the moment because your lead cost is already so low. It looks like it's going to be pretty good for you in that area. Now, the thing is...
Now, let's stop on this here for a second because this lead thing, I've been sucked into this in the past with Angie's, and I won't confuse the two. But where do you guys get your leads is one part of the question.
Sure.
The second part would be, do other companies have access to those same leads? Meaning,
no.
Are they sold
again,
to 15?
No. Again, the position's exclusive. And the other thing is
okay,
these
so
clients.
We know the position is exclusive. That's me and my 60-mile radius. But the lead source generation, wherever you're getting
the
lead.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about that right now, Mark, because it's coming directly from Google. The clients are going directly to Google and choosing to work directly with you. We are not capturing leads and then reselling them to you. So I'm going to tell you how it works right now, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, so once you are through the Google Guarantee application process, there's a minimum monthly budget requirement for the leads. This is separate from whatever else you're paying, local splash. This is $505. This is paid in like an escrow account. And your lead cost of $38.67 comes off that prepaid amount per qualified lead. Now, how it works exactly is like this. If you go, are you in front of a computer right now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That's fantastic. Do me a favor and open an incognito window. Do you know how to do that?
Sure.
Go in the upper right-hand corner and click the three dots, and then it'll say new incognito window.
Okay.
And then go ahead and put roofer... And what's your zip code?
99025.
Okay, and then put in roofer in 99025.
Okay.
And then tell me what you see.
Well, I see us number 4 down the page on my computer.
Okay, so the very first thing you should see, it should say sponsored roofers, Newman Lake.
Yes.
Okay. Do you see where it says Google Guaranteed?
Yes.
That's the spot I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. So it
okay.
Wait, a couple of questions. These are going to be ignorant questions.
They're not ignorant.
Well, meaning that I'm uneducated in.
Yeah, stuff. I understand.
However, if you need your brain operated on, I can do that for you.
Okay.
So anyway, with Google Guarantee, or excuse me, the page that I just opened, if others, say if a guy just down the road or 5 miles from here, 15 miles, did the same thing, but it does recommend other, I guess, it's only going to come up with me being number 4 in my zip code of 99025?
No, it's not. I'm just doing this to show you the Google Guaranteed section of where you're at this very moment. The radius that you have and all of those things is still relevant to how far you're servicing with your Google Ads and your Google profile.
Okay, so with other companies that are out there that aren't under your care and control, I'm only seeing one company here that says Google Guaranteed, and that's Alpine Roofing.
Okay, so directly below the Google Guaranteed, it'll give you the name, say Alpine Roofing, then it'll say more roofers. Do you see that?
Show more, yes.
Okay, so when you show more, now you have a list of about 20.
But I'm not seeing anybody with a Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
Oh, all those guys are already Google Guaranteed. Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, This section is a pay-per-lead section. It's unlike what you've experienced with Angie's. So we'll recap. What you've experienced with Angie's is, obviously, you know, unqualified leads, no recourse for unqualified leads. Trying to get a refund or get something along those lines has always been extremely tough with those guys. Leads outside of your service radius, outside of your area, never even actually getting to speak to the client. All that sounds familiar, right?
Yes.
Okay. Google built this service to trump all pay-per-lead services. So everything that you dislike about that has been made right with Google. Having to chase the client down, having to share the lead, okay? Having to not getting the opportunity to actually speak with the client yet still being charged for it. When somebody is a spam or competitor call, being charged for that. All that stuff Google's made right with Google Guarantee because of the way that they've done this. So, A, all the calls that are going through this section are recorded. Every single one of those businesses that you see right there, Mark, has a call, Google call tracking number that rotates. So it's never the same number all the time. And the reason that Google does that is so nobody can go through, click through and call them out and use up their budget for any insane reason. They also have all the calls that are coming in that section recorded for authenticity purposes because Google is very clear about what a qualified call is. Okay?
Okay. And
all right.
Qualified call.
Yeah. So when somebody goes to this section, you as a, say you even as a client right now, just pretend you're a client, right? You need a roofer. You go to this section on Google. If you even click on Alpine Roofing, it's perfectly fine. You're not going to charge them any money because that's not how it works, right? You don't click on them and it charges them money. You can click on them. You can look at their reviews. You can look at their information. You can look at their accolades. You can see that they're licensed and insured. In fact, the Google guarantee is right there. Get it done right or Google pays you back. And when you click on the details, you'll see that Google has guaranteed that this company has passed certain checks. So not every company qualifies to list in this specific area. And Google actually backs these companies with additional $2,000 worth of insurance. So when somebody goes to Google and they look in this section, they know that this is the most trusted section on Google because it literally has the green check mark and says Google guarantee that Google will pay that client back up to $2,000 worth of insurance per client if the job wasn't done correctly and they couldn't make it right with you. Okay?
Right.
Now, and with that being said, when somebody clicks that Google call tracking phone number right there, they're not automatic, that company is not automatically charged. Okay? Because Google records those phone calls and actually has AI listening to each one of those phone calls for authenticity purposes. So if it's a sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, if it's somebody seeking employment with your company, right? If it's somebody asking for a service that you don't provide that's not listed on your Google guaranteed service profile, because you can look under services and you can see what each one of these companies is offering. So if somebody calls for something that's not listed under your service section and you decline the job, that is not a qualified lead. If somebody calls outside of your service radius, because the radius is also listed here for each of the companies and how far out they're servicing, and you decline the job, you are not charged for the lead because that is an unqualified lead. It's not an area you service. It's not a service that you provide. The only time that your account is charged and that $38.67 is coming off of your prepaid amount is when a client or prospective client requests estimate over the phone, and you give estimate over the phone, which is probably like never for what you're offering.
I can't do that.
Right. That's why I said it's like never, you know, like it's impossible for you to give a roof estimate over the phone. Or if you set the estimate to give, if you set an appointment to give the estimate face to face, Google considers that a qualified lead. all of those other instances, the sales, the solicitation, the spam, the robocalls, the seeking employment with your company, all of those are unqualified leads. Outside of your service radius, unqualified leads. You automatically would not be charged for those leads. Now, in the event that somehow one of them slipped through the cracks and you were accidentally charged, which is, again, super duper rare, all the call recordings are available through your local Splash dashboard, and you would simply let us know, and we would go ahead and dispute it with Google and get the money back on it.
Okay.
Okay. So the way it works is like this: if you choose to move forward, you pay the $250 upfront cost. We go ahead and begin processing the application. Again, the terms and conditions state Google Guarantee application is a max of 30 to 60 days for Google Guarantee verification. We have most of your documents on file already. I don't see it taking that long for you, but I have to let you know that if you don't get the application in quickly, then it does take longer. So I've seen people turn that application in, and it turns around within 5 or 6 days and they're approved. Now, once your Google Guarantee approved, we call you and we say, okay, Mark, your company is now Google Guarantee approved. We're ready to set the minimum monthly budget. If you are ready to begin the leads, then you will pay the $505 and we will turn the leads on. If you are not ready to start the leads yet, then you don't pay the budget yet. When you're ready to turn the leads on, you pay the budget and we turn the leads on. The leads begin coming into you at approximately 3 leads a week. That's how they run idle. You have the ability to increase those lead flow or decrease that lead flow. Okay? So if you want 5 or 6 leads in a week, you can increase the lead flow. You simply let us know, I want more leads in a week. With the same budget. You don't have to increase the budget unless you want to. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can decrease the lead flow by pausing the campaign any time that you need to. So for example, If you need to pause the campaign because you're booked for a couple of weeks, you know you can't get to any more calls, let alone jobs. So you call in and book pause the campaign. You could pause it for as long.
No problem.
Yes.
Is this where I hop on to the Splash dashboard and hit pause?
You can chat us and let us know from the dashboard. Yes, you can call, you can text, you can email. Don't send smoke signals. We're in California, so. But yeah, there's plenty, lots of ways for you to let us know that you want to pause your campaign. You can absolutely do that. Now, wherever you pause the campaign is where it stops financially. So if you pause the campaign with $387 left in it and you pause it for 6 months, that's where it stays. It doesn't go or change. It doesn't. There's no automatic monthly charge on this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other super cool things about this, to answer your questions, again, we are not going to promote any other companies to this section on the first page of Google. We're not working with any other companies in this area. That's why we're able to offer it to you in the first place, because of our exclusivity clause directly with Google, okay?
Right.
Now, the leads, the people going to Google, as you can see, you're listed on Google. You're not listed in some directory somewhere on HomeAdvisor, on Angie's, on Thumbtack, where they go into that directory and they contact those people and let them know, hey, this, I need a roof done, and then they determine, or we determine, which lead is best for you. That's not how this works. This is literally on your own merits. Okay?
Okay.
Because people go to Google and they see it and they want to work with you directly. Okay?
Sure.
Now, the fail safes that are in place here and the way that Google has this set up has actually proven, because it was in beta for the first 2 years and now it's been around for 4 years. And with that being said, the way that this has all played out is these leads actually show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of pay-per-lead out there, simply because the leads are coming directly to you. You're not chasing them down. These people have chosen to work directly with you. There's plenty of fail-safes in place if it's an unqualified lead, and you're only paying when the lead is actually qualified. There's no automatic charge on this.
Right. Now, how do you establish whether the lead was qualified? Do you have, did they report back to you? Do you call them up or?
Well, the call is recorded for authenticity purposes. So AI is listening. The AI robot is listening to each of those recorded phone calls.
Okay. And so what this is right now, Amy, it's $250 for the one-time background check. And since we don't know if I'm going to pass that background check or not, you collect the 505, which is put in escrow.
We don't do that. Yeah, we only do that after. And we know that you're going to pass the background check because you don't have any felonies, right?
No. Well, none that show up.
Well, do you have any in the last 7 years?
I don't have any felonies.
Okay, I think so. But listen, I've had guys that have had felonies, and as long as it's seven,
no way,
seven
no
years.
No way. In the roofing business?
As long as it's older than 7 years, that Google gives them a chance.
No. We're all clean here.
You see, then you're good. You're going to pass the background check. There's no chance you're not going to pass.
So we did make a mistake.
You did?
And our mistake was a mistake. We did not turn the Google off. We did get it turned off.
Oh.
So you made a comment to me.
Darn
and
it.
And now since talking to you more, I'm feeling that you have a deeper insight than I'll probably ever have into this subject. You made mention that the possibility for my lead traffic being down, meaning that I hadn't had any leads since we came on board, was because we had two accounts going at the same time. But yet I hadn't seen any leads come in from anyone.
Because you were programming against yourself in the same section. I was running a Google ad, and you were running a Google ad at the same time for the same company. It basically probably canceled each other out.
And you know that to be a fact? Or
I know that to be the case. Yeah, that's why I'm not going to drive it home, but I did tell you guys to stop running your Google ads on your own.
You did. No need to do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's I know I told you, and I know said you were going to do it, and you really thought you did it, but I thought that somewhere along the line maybe you didn't because what you said the other day, and you just weren't saying ton, you know?
No, it's in the big picture, that's an inexpensive mistake, but you know what? Bad things happen to good people. So that's
God
what
also blesses us, you know?
What?
I said, the Lord also blesses us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not a problem.
No. Nope.
I think I'm going to go ahead and go with the Google lead thing.
I think that you're going to love it, and the advantages here are vast, because if you need to pause it for any reason, okay, say you're going to Tahiti for 6 months, and if you do, you better take me with you. Okay, I'm just going to say that right now, okay? I can work from Tahiti. I'm sure they have Wi-Fi. You can pause it for any reason, okay? And if for any reason you left Local Splash, again, it goes with the business. It is the business ID. Everything we set up is for the company. It's yours to keep.
Okay. So you do know unequivocally for a fact that, and I don't need to know the nuts and bolts and the how, I'm wasting time, but we were operating against each other, and that was what the problem was with our account.
Correct. Yep. And I've gone ahead also, and I've gotten my friend Abraham. He's an account specialist, so he is the guy that I give over all of my main accounts, like my heavy hitters, like you, like my big accounts that need, no, I'm serious, that need.
There's a little bit of patronizing going on there, Amy.
Not even a little bit. No. What I'm telling you is he's a specialist in this area as far as tweaking things and stuff like that. Like, So anything that you'll need after we get this, after I get this going for you, you can always speak with me anytime you want, but you'll have Abraham. Abraham is literally an account manager. I'm just an account lead. So
he's going to be my contact man after
we're
finished.
Yep.
Okay.
He is. Absolutely.
What's Abraham's last name so I know?
Okay. Hold on. Let me pull it up here. Hold on. I've got it. I forget how to say it. Hold on. Bermejo. Bermejo.
Okay. All right. Hispanic guy.
Yeah, but he is raised in Canada.
That's okay.
He's fantastic. Yeah, absolutely.
They work really hard, and I know what it's like to be poor, and they don't ever want to go back.
Right?
So they work twice as hard. Now, does Abraham have an email at your fingertips?
Yes, absolutely. So Abraham's email, looking out my back door. Okay, abermejo@localsplash.com.
Okay, so that's abermejo.
Mm-hmm.
That's an O, not a zero.
Correct.
At localsplash.com.
Correct. I thought I was the only person that says, I say zero when I mean zero, and I say O for the alphabet. People will say O all the time on the numbers, and it always gets me, I'm like, it's not an O, it's a zero.
Well, in the aviation business, that'll get you a right hand across the mouth. O's are not O's, and O's are not zeros.
Right?
Different thing. Okay, so yes, we do want to come on board. Do you have any questions here that you can think of?
Yeah, I have two questions. So one to clarify.
Uh-huh.
So the $505, that's not monthly, is it?
Yeah.
No, not unless he wants it to be. So that's for 13 Google guaranteed leads. Okay? So he could stretch that budget as far as he wants. If he wants that budget to last, say he takes on two leads and then he pauses it for 2 weeks. We're already at least six, seven weeks of that budget. Every time he pauses it, it just stretches the budget out further. But if he pays the 505 and the 13 leads run, then yes, it would be another 505, but we connect with you to make sure you're good with how things have been going.
So if we do one lead a week, then it would last 3 months.
It could, yeah. Mhm.
Cool. All right. And then the other question is, so on this Google Guaranteed page on the website we pulled up,
mm-hmm.
the first one listed is Alpine Roofing, but say eight down is New Heights Roofing. Does the order on the Google Guarantee change, or is it determined by anything?
No, it can't. It does change. It does rotate. It's determined by hours of operation, when you guys are taking calls. Some people take them 24/7. Some people don't. There is a number of factors that help to ensure the placement on it. And once we get you Google Guarantee approved, I mean, obviously we're going to be helping you to get the 5-star reviews at all times. And we are always suggesting you guys to get more reviews, because every review you get is going to load to the Google Guaranteed section, which is only going to benefit you more. So there are things that are going to help, but the most important thing is what we're going to do for you, which is the optimization. So we're going to optimize the listing to make sure it's showing up at the top.
Right. All right, well, that answers my question, Mary.
Is this Ben?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Yeah.
And Mark is back.
Okay, fantastic. So, Mark, do I have your permission to charge the $250 application fee?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to go ahead and process.
You have a card on file, or does that come in EFT, or how does that work?
I have a card on file. I have the Visa ending in 2317.
2317. Okay.
Okay. I'm going ahead and processing that now. And just to remind you, your regular billing date for Local Splash is tomorrow for your regular monthly, okay?
And what is our regular monthly?
$4.99. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I'm actually going to be scheduling a call. Hold on one second. I just am finishing up the LSA with him. Do you want me to schedule a time for you to speak? You to speak with him. I gave him your email. And he is looking forward to speaking with you. Okay, we see if Abe's at lunch. He'll get back to me in just a second. So you and I have a few pieces of what I like to call housekeeping, okay? Just a couple of small things that we're going to go over, you and I. And with that being said, I'm going to send out the application for the Google Guarantee. And when I send the application out, it's literally plug and play. You're going to upload the business license. You're going to upload the business insurance. You're going to put down zero field workers. It's going to ask how many field workers. Put zero. You're the only person we're doing the background check on, so there's no need for you to have multiple. And it's super simple. Am I sending that over to msmcaleer@comcast.net?
Is there another email on file?
There is not at this time.
Then that works.
That works just fine. Then
perfect.
I know it's right in front.
Beautiful.
So we want to, now with a 60-mile radius, that puts us, we are right on the border of Idaho and Washington, so that puts
okay.
me into Idaho. And I recently got licensed in Idaho. I have
okay.
their contractor number, and I think I have a business license here, but what kind of paperwork are they going to want on this application uploaded?
One moment. 505. I'm sending you the application right now. It's really simple. Are you in front of the computer now?
Yes.
I'm sending it over to you right now. Okay. And then you can click on the link and I can show you what they're looking for. So if you're going to do it for both Washington and for Idaho then. Correct?
Yes. If it's a 60-mile radius.
Yeah, with Google Guaranteed, you could do any radius you want. If you're licensed for the whole state and you want to do the whole state, you can do the whole state. It's up to you. But you get to pick and choose the radius once everything's approved. So if we're getting you approved for both Washington and Idaho, so just to verify, you have the Washington State General Contractors Registration.
Yes.
And then you have the Idaho State Contractors Registration, RCE.
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. You're good to go, my friend. So you're going to actually upload. Let me ask how it works when you're uploading two. Give me a second. Where's Ivan?
Now, if I've forgotten something or didn't do something correct, is this something that you're able to lay eyes on? Let me know.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. We're going to schedule a client interview for you with my technician for tomorrow morning. That's exactly what we're going to do. So that way we review the application completely. We make sure it has all the checks and balances that it needs. And then we turn it in because we don't want to make any mistakes on this. We want to turn it in and make sure that you're getting approval where it needs to happen and it has everything that it's supposed to have. Okay.
Wow. This is going to be $1,000 a month that we're going to be spending with you guys.
You're going to, that's why you're getting Abraham too, is because he's the specialist to make sure, like I said, I wasn't being patronizing. You're a heavy hitting client. You're investing a lot into your marketing. You're not just nickel and diming. You really need this to work and you need a specialist who is on your account at all times. You're getting the very best of the best. You know how meticulous I am, Mark, when we talk. So if, if I'm passing you off to Abe, that means I trust him wholeheartedly to take excellent care of you. Okay?
Sure.
Client just signed up for LSA. We are going over the application, and he has license for 2 states, both Idaho and Washington, and wants GG approval for both in the roofing vertical. How do we submit 2 licenses? Okay. I'm going ahead and asking that question, and then let me get this answered for us. That way, I think that it's going to allow you to upload. Did you get the email that I sent you?
I did.
Perfect. Did you click on the link?
I'm looking at the questionnaire. But, I mean, I
perfect. Yeah, it's the questionnaire. That's exactly it. So when you open up that, questionnaire, let me get back to it. Hold on a second here. Go here. Okay. When you open it up, and then it should say, what is your first name, last name, all of that information. Perfect.
It does.
Perfect. And then you go through, you're going to literally just fill all of this out, and then the certificate of insurance, it's called the Accord document. It's the front page of your certificate of insurance. They've given you an example of that. You can literally just drop and dump. You can copy it and then paste it in.
Yeah, whatever that means.
Well, Ben's there to help you. It's drag and drop. And then you can submit both licenses. So it asks here if there's multiple licenses. It says, what is the business license number or numbers? So you can put both of them in there. You can put the expiration date, and then you can go ahead and provide a copy of all applicable business licenses. So you can drag and drop the files in there for both licenses.
60-mile radius, it doesn't, well, I'll have to think about that question before I ask it. Great. So it looks like I have everything that I need to get on top of. And then the onboarding, is Abraham you're going to have some other.
Ivan is a specialist in Google Guarantee, and Ivan is going to be the one that's going to onboard you for that. But we will be getting, Abraham's going to give you a call today. Is there a time today that's best for you?
Anytime.
Okay. Yep. Abraham's going to give you a call today and get everything squared away. So for your onboarding for tomorrow, what time, it's a 30-minute window, what time would you like to go ahead and do the onboarding for the Google Guarantee?
We'll go ahead and do it in the morning.
Okay. 8 o'clock? Perfect. 8 or 8:30. It's up to you.
8:30.
Got it.
8:30. And that's all right. Ivan.
Yep, that's Ivan. And I'll be calling to introduce you, or else Abraham will be calling to introduce you. No worries. We're here for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then let me double check that I have this correct, 6008. The other number that you have, the 0188, it somehow has us blocked. When I try to call you, it says that it cannot accept my call.
That's close to an impossibility. That may be why I'm not hope.
What?
When you call 09621. 0188.
Mm-hmm.
It says block on it?
It says that it cannot connect me because you do not accept calls from blocked callers, but my caller ID isn't blocked. My caller ID shows on your caller ID. If you look at your cell phone right now, my caller ID shows. But it literally hangs up on me.
It says that you called from Kennewick, Washington. So how did you get in touch with me?
I call your cell phone.
It must be something on your end.
They checked everything on my end. They said it's on your end. It's some type of call. Are you using a call tracking?
No, not that I know of.
Yeah, there's some type of block on the phone for some reason from the number that we call from. So, but you guys, you can see our caller ID shows. So I'm not exactly sure why it does that, but I did have them looking into that just so you know.
No, and you didn't come up as a known caller. It just says Kennewick, Washington. So I,
right.
And you are not calling from Kennewick. Are you?
No, we call from what's called a VoIP system, voice over internet, meaning that we dial out from an internet phone number and it relocates to a local number. So if we're calling Idaho, it's going to relocate to whatever their number is. If I'm calling Ohio, it's going to relocate to whatever their number is.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. So I look forward to speaking with you in the morning and go ahead and get that application completed to the best of your ability and submit it to us. And then we'll go ahead and get everything squared away. Okay. And then Abraham will be calling you soon from the 877 number.
Correct.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mark. It's a pleasure serving you. I hope that you have a fantastic day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.